Good morning, we're looking at Chayyadim Klal Hey, and we're looking at Simen Chavov. This is the last, second to last Simen in the Klal. The last Simen we're probably not going to be doing. So it'll be the last Simen that we're going to be seeing in this Klal. Also, Lizuk Bracha Mepi, Lavarach, Mehiris, Al Yechavan, Pirish, Amilas, Vivarach, Benachas. The Bracha is an act of a person praising Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's not allowed for the person to just quickly say it just to get it out and get it done with. It's like, oh, as it were, throw it out of his mouth. But rather, it's something which a person should say gently, not in a rush. And the person should have in mind what he's saying. Not only what he's saying, but that it should be a process of thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu, praising Kodesh Baruch Hu for and with what he's saying. There's a lesson to say for Chassidim, when you're making brachas which are commonly made and you're very familiar with them, we should have in mind to use the bracha as a process of being mevorach Hashem for the Baruch Hashem's tremendous chesed of giving us the food that we need or giving us the mitzvahs that we have. Well, Yasek Adam, Hoysadabr, Kiminig, Biminig, Umoitzi Dwarav, Mipi, Beloy, Hegoyan, Halev. Do not do it just out of rote. Well, Dabr Zechor, Af Hashem, Ba'amoy. And this is, if people do that, this is a source of Hashem's displeasure with Klal Yisrael. Vishalchon, Lono, B'yad, Yeshaya, V'omar. The Rosh Hashem sent the Nevuah to Yeshaya, and he said, "Yan kiniga shomaz ebipiv ubi swasav kibduni." Klal Yisrael comes close, and prays the Kadosh Baruch Hu with his mouth. Relieve rochav bimani. However, his heart is not in it; it's far away. At the pasuk continues, it says, "But tehi yirasam oisi mitzvahs anoshim ilumada." So even though we're expressing an element of the yira by saying brachas, we're expressing our seemingly our awe of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we're doing it as a mitzvah hanoshim milumada. Actions that people do as mitzvahs just because that's what they're accustomed to do. So the Sefer Chassidim says that the pasuk is referring to specifically saying brachas, etc., without really thinking about what we're doing. So it's an act of doing it by rote. The pasuk continues that the Baruch Hashem promises a tremendous punishment to Klal Yisrael because of this type of approach, and therefore he's saying it's very important that we should not get involved in that type of approach. We should always try and have kavana. They were thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu through the bracha. I just want to talk about what the word Baruch means. We touched on this a little bit, the different explanations of what the word Baruch means. But the Rishonim, the Rashba, and Ibn Janach, who was a grammarian, early grammarian, understand, and the Radak in the Sefer, he has a Sefer of Shroshim, so they all say that it means that it's a form of praise to Hashem. Really, what it's doing is saying praise to Hashem. Why specifically Baruch? So that is suggested, not necessarily by them, that it's a specific praise, and the Baruch Hashem is the source of all bracha. He is the source of bracha. So here we are saying the Baruch Hashem is the source of all bracha, and we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're doing it by rote. Would be something which is very not derech eretz to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Baruch Hashem says there's going to be tremendous punishment. He brings a story at the end of the simon. He says, "Ma'aseh be'echad shemeis la'achir b'shchadash nigla v'chaloyim lechem mikrevav." He came back in a dream after 12 months to one of his near relatives. The person passes away and he comes back in a dream. I'm still receiving punishment for that which I had the lack of Hakaras HaTorah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and lack of Derech Eretz, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I said the Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas HaMotzi, Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas HaMazon, without Kavanah. Then he asked him a question that's beyond 12 months already. We know that Hashem limits the punishment to a period of time of 12 months. So he said, after 12 months, they toned down the amount of punishment, but it's not totally removed. So the point of the story, obviously, is to keep us make us aware of the amount of responsibility and opportunity that we have when we say brochas, that should be said with tremendous kavanah. Have a good morning.